A welcome home sports meeting to honor our Olympic team and a fitting tribute to our national heroes. The Prime Minister himself was there to greet them, and especially to see the men who kept off flag flying at the Tokyo Olympiad. Wendell Motley, silver medalist, and Edwin Skinner. Edwin Roberts, bronze medalist, and Kent Bernard. Here at the Queen's Park Oval that these boys raced to victory in the early years. Ed Roberts, always a sprinter to be reckoned with and winner of an athletic scholarship, and Motley, a quarter miler of class, now studying for a doctorate in economics at Cambridge. Roger Gibbon, our cycling champ, though unsuccessful in Tokyo, is still an inspiration to fellow cyclists who have held their own among the best from the United Kingdom, the United States, British Guiana, Venezuela, and the Caribbean as a whole. One with places to go is Lloyd Joseph. Just watch him go. Our representatives in weightlifting were Hugo Gittins, here with an exhibition lift of 235 pounds. And heavyweight Brandon Bailey doing 280 pounds. Gittins, a snatch of 210 pounds. And Bailey snatching 250 pounds. Now Bailey with a clean and jerk of 330 pounds. Mr. Universe, our own Christopher Ford, winner in the tall man class. The world's most muscular man, best legs, best back. These were the departments which gained for him first place in the Mr. Universe contest held at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York on September 19, 1964. He totaled 54 and a half points, beating his nearest rival by 10 points. A bodybuilder since the age of 18 years, Christopher Ford achieved his lifelong ambition of winning Mr. Universe title at the age of 33 years. ...1964 has been a boon year for Trinidad and Tobago in the fields of athletics. Our achievements in Tokyo have made us proud, and we say well done as we look forward to Mexico in 1966. Thank you.